This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for October 2019. How does classical music play a part of Dr. Alexander Penteliot's life as a medical doctor, researcher, and assistant professor at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine? And what musical instrument does he play? Alexander Penteliot was born in the former Soviet Union and began playing the violin when he was 7 years old at a music school in the former Soviet Union. When he was 9 years old, he and his family immigrated to the United States. He says, "After a year-long break of not being able to afford lessons, I continued on scholarship in Philadelphia at the Settlement Music School. I played in the Philadelphia Youth Orchestra." He received his medical degree from Temple University School of Medicine. During his residency at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania in neurology, he continued to play his violin. He says, "My movement disorder scholarship at the University of Penn, where I was in the Hippocratics trio, consisted of me, Penn dental student, who was a cellist, and an MD PhD student who was a pianist. As a trio, one highlight of our performance career was at the 2012 Penn Homecoming. We donned our white coats and played a movement of Mendelssohn's D minor trio and won second place in Penn's Band Slam. Music has been important for my life-work balance and a stress relief during both medical training and my career in medicine. It serves to center who I am, and I think it makes me a better physician and researcher." During his fellowship at the University of Pennsylvania, he saw the potential for using African drumming rhythm to improve the symptoms of Parkinson's patients. Dr. Alexander Penteliot said, "When I was interviewed for my position at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, the chair of neurology, Dr. Justin MacArthur, asked me to describe my ideal work situation. I told him I wanted to combine my interest in movement disorders and neurology with my interest in music and rhythm-based interventions. And he suggested that I ask around Hopkins to see if I could find some potential collaborators. He then went to the dean of music at Peabody Conservatory and developed a music therapy program." He says, quote, "There are 80 faculty members from the School of Medicine, undergraduate campus, and its schools, and the Peabody Conservatory. We developed the first Parkinson's disease singing group for patients, which we call Parkinsonics. They meet weekly for the singing group." Dr. Alexander Penteliot is a medical doctor, musician, researcher, husband, and father. He is director of the Parkinsonism Center at Johns Hopkins Medicine, assistant professor of neurology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, and co-director of its Movement Disorders Fellowship Program. He has integrated his lifelong passion for music into his work with patients with movement disorders.